Good morning. How's everybody doing? The Yankee fan, the Exile Exhorter, back with you again, talking New York sports. Wow, what a game. New York Yankees versus Cleveland Indians. We thought we had it in the bag. I mean, we were swimming along. Chad Green, he pitched two innings, then the kid came in, Cortez, I believe, and he gave us three strong innings, and then things started to go sideways. All of a sudden, Tommy Canley, whatever his name is, gave up four or five runs. Before we knew it, the game was tied. I mean, it became such a nail-biter, that game yesterday. And thank God Aaron Hicks came through. In the 10th inning, I'm telling you, it was frustrating to see this game get out of hand. I thought we were cruising, and it felt like that. And then just, boom, blew up in our face. Thank God we came away with one. That's the second series we've lost in a row, third for the season, and we need to pick up the slack. And folks, tonight, all the universes converge, and everything that we believe about baseball, New York in particular, comes into play. Tonight, the Yankees and the New York Mets will be playing. I believe it's in Citi Field. It doesn't matter. It's Yankee Field, Yankee Stadium, or Citi Field. It doesn't matter. These are games that no longer have the drama, the hatred that once did exist no longer really is there, because clearly the Yankees are far superior to the New York Mets. The Mets are fraught with problems stemming from a new general manager who basically gave away the store to a bunch of has-been. Notably, Robinson Cano, Jed Lowry. They still have Yoenis Cespedes in their books, and just a number of failures. That young man, the Diaz, the closer, he can't close. Jerry Familias, why even bring him back? They have made so many mistakes. Tom Frazier. I mean, give me a break. If you're going to lose, you might as well start bringing in the young guys you have in your minor leagues. The problem with an organization such as the Mets is that they don't have any talent down below in AAA or AA. I mean, Pete Alonso, they were holding back. This guy could have been here 2 years ago, the way he swings the bat. But I guess they know best. Mickey Callaway, what is that? He said to the players when he got to New York, I'm going to love you like nobody's ever loved you before. Sounded more like a song. You know, I mean, what is this, Frank Sinatra managing the Mets? That's what it came down to, it sounded like. But on the other side of town, that's right, in the Bronx, all we have to worry about is the number of injuries that continue to beset this team. Oh, by the way, yesterday, Aaron Boone, he overplayed his hand. Now, if you say that Didi Gregorius is out for this particular game because he just got back and we don't want to risk him getting, you know, injured or whatnot, why bring him in as a defensive replacement when Gleyber Torres has been playing stellar shortstop? And if you say you're going to give Didi Gregorius the day off, then give him the day off. Keep him on the bench. Don't bring him into the game. It befuddled me, that decision. And as you saw, he's the one that made the error that allowed the game to be tied and took us into extra innings. I felt bad for him. I think he felt bad for himself. You know, he wasn't taking a plane. He was told that he wouldn't be playing. He fought for the opportunity. Aaron Boone walked away from him, and then he decides to use him as a defensive replacement, shuffling the deck, if you will. He's lucky. He's got so many good pieces that he can play the game the way he's been playing it. You know, and this addition of DJ LeMahieu may be the greatest thing the Yankees have done, because he forces you to have to play small ball, because he's not trying to hit home runs. He just wants to get the ball and play. And by doing so, he reduces the game to base to base. But the point is, the bases are being moved and people are coming home. So it's working. DJ LeMahieu, Brett Garner had a great game yesterday. The old man continues. He was so pissed off two nights ago that he threw the helmet and it rebounded, ricocheted right back and hit him in the lip, cut him, gave him 6 stitches. But it shows that the old man is a winner. He wants to win. He's not happy. Even, you know, I mean, he was going through a tough spell, hitting-wise, offensively-wise, and he just thought that was, you know, it was a double. And the guy went and made a great play, and he was just frustrated. But it's good to see someone play with that kind of fire. Until next time. Oh, before we go, the NBA playoffs tonight, I believe, at the Toronto. You know what? At this point, I don't really care if KD comes back. You know what I mean? I would just love for Toronto to win the thing, get it over with, so our attention can be fully on baseball. And let's get done with all the speculation. July 31st will be here soon enough, or whenever it is that these guys will be able to sign and all this drama will take place. Let's let it happen. Right now, what we need to consider more than anything else is the Yankees and the Mets playing tonight, or for the Mayor's Trophy. Do they even play for that anymore? Remember back in the day? They used to play for a trophy. Maybe there's a trophy, but who wants the big bird, de Blasio, giving them a trophy? He's a Boston fan, and he doesn't have an athletic bone in his body. Big guy like that, he probably can play a little squash. I don't know how about baseball, basketball. You know, big geek. God bless him anyway. Until next time. The Exile Exhorter, talking sports.